League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, tonight we're going to wrap it up in style. Before we do, though, I want to thank our newest sponsor here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. It's our friends down at Advantage BMW Midtown. Now, I've driven a BMW for years. In fact, have leased and bought from Advantage numerous times. Love the drive of a BMW. It's like no other. I've got a 5 Series. Absolutely love it. Sergio Martinez set me up with it. And after all, it's the ultimate driving machine. The other thing I love is that Advantage BMW, the customer service, it is second to none. So Advantage BMW, they've got you covered in sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. Get yourself in a 3, 5, or 7 Series at Advantage BMW in Midtown and get that Houston hometown advantage. That's why I shop Advantage. AdvantageBMWHouston.com, proud sponsors of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Longtime friend. Tremendous writer. You see him on Fox as well. He'll be a part of the Fox World Cup coverage this summer. He has just written the book called Masters of Modern Soccer, featuring Christian Pulisic, Javier Chicharito Hernandez, Manuel Neuer, Vincent Kompany, and more. How the world's best play the 21st century game. Grant Wall joins us now. Grant, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Glenn.
Well, let's first talk. You kind of pose a bit of a question here. How the world's best play the 21st century game? How do they?
You know, it's funny. When I first started this book project a couple years ago, I didn't know that the idea of the modern game would come up so much in our interviews with different players that it would become part of the title of the book. The idea originally for the book was to look at the craft of soccer position by position and to pick one person to represent each position who was really good at what they did, but also really intelligent at explaining how they do their job. And that's how I ended up picking all of these different figures who are in the book. But from my first interview with Vincent Kompany, who's such a smart player for Manchester City and for Belgium, I remember asking him, when you hear the term the modern game, what do you think of? And he launched into this 10-minute response that was so intelligent and so interesting for me to hear that I would ask other players that I was including in my book about what they thought of the modern game. And guys like Xabi Alonso and Manuel Neuer and even Christian Pulisic all had a very specific response that was really interesting.
What was the common thread amongst all of them, Grant? Was there a common thread?
Yeah, that the game has changed in the last couple of decades, and it's not for the worse or for the better necessarily, but the players are asked to do much more than they used to be. If you're Manuel Neuer, if you're a goalkeeper, it's not just about shot stopping anymore. It's a lot more about distribution. It's about starting the attack. It's about, in Manuel Neuer's case, being a sweeper keeper and coming very far out of your goalie box even to make clearances. If you're a forward, if you're Chicharito, obviously it's about scoring goals, but you're also the first line of defense, and you're being asked to do that much more than maybe 20 years ago a forward was. If you're Vincent Kompany, it's not just about marking a guy one-on-one defensively. It's also about being really good with the ball at your feet and getting forward. And this sort of multi-dimensional responsibilities that are a hallmark of the modern game if you're going to play at the highest level.
Yeah, no question about it. I do think you see more soccer players in a back four now than you may have 15, 20 years ago. The flip side of that, though, is, and I think that's the theory that many people are posing now, is that pressing a back four now, because they're maybe not as good one-on-one defenders as they once were, because they're really built to go forward, that's the way teams like Liverpool are really reaping benefits right now. Now, in the case of Vincent Kompany, we know he's a great one-on-one defender, but some of these teams, when their back fours are put under pressure, the Barcelonas, even the Liverpools, concede goals.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, company in particular talked about Luis Suarez is really difficult when it comes to pressing defenders. And you really have to keep an eye out for him because he says he's very good at nicking the ball away from you in a really dangerous position. Now, there's also some quotes in there in my chapter on defenders from Paolo Maldini, who sort of laments the fact that in his mind there aren't as many world-class center backs as there were 10, 15, and especially 20 years ago when he was at his best. And his feeling is that they worry too much about things that aren't defending anymore. And so the modern game had that aspect as well. You know, Vincent Kompany talks about how there aren't as many elite center backs as there used to be, and that's an interesting discussion to have.
So let's go into Christian Pulisic, because I think so many of you know the listeners of this show, certainly, and the American fan, he is a wonderful story. He is a wonderful story. He seems very grounded. He's got a tremendous parental unit around him. He's got tremendous guidance. What struck you about Christian Pulisic and sort of his attitude for such a young guy?
Well, one of the really cool things I learned about Pulisic for this book is I've done interviews with him for a couple years now. This, more than any other time I've spoken to him or heard him interviewed, he's so smart about the game, and he really thinks the game deeply. And even though he's only 19, he held his own with the other more experienced players in this book, like Xabi Alonso and Vincent Kompany and Chicharito, which is very impressive. I'm glad he thinks the game that deeply. I was hoping he would, and he very clearly does. And, you know, part of the interview process was with each one of these guys, including Pulisic, I would sit down and watch an hour of video of them playing different clips, and we would talk about, you know, those moments and what he was thinking in those moments on the field. And Pulisic, it was very clear because we saw so many different clips from different games that he has almost a photographic memory, a total recall of each one of those moments. He could remember exactly the situation that was coming up on the screen and describe what he was thinking on the field at that point. And, you know, sometimes when you talk to players, you get a sense that they don't really think the game that deeply and they don't remember a lot. Pulisic remembers everything. And I think if you're a U.S. fan who's been following Pulisic and you read this book and see what he has to say about the sport, that you'll come away feeling very optimistic that he's going to be able to take the next step because he realizes there's a next step to take in his career that he hasn't totally arrived yet.
Yeah, he just seems such a wonder. I actually thought at a very difficult time when the United States was eliminated from the World Cup and did not advance in qualifying, amazingly, I thought he was the most astute, thoughtful, and well-spoken player on that team talking about the failure of the team. He stood out to
me. He was.
Yeah, clearly. And I mean by a country mile.
Yeah, there was that Players Tribune piece where he really verbalized, I think, better than anybody in that process, what it meant, but also what was now important to him moving forward and making sure that the U.S. qualifies for the next World Cup. Every time I speak to Pulisic, I come away impressed. And it's not just about the way he plays. The kid's special, and I think he's going to be even more of a leader as the years go by on this U.S. team.
Yeah, he's very interesting. All right, I'm looking down this, and it's really cool. For my listeners, I'm looking at the contents. It has midfielders Christian Pulisic, Xabi Alonso, it's got the forward position, Chicharito Hernandez, Vincent Kompany, defender, Manuel Neuer, goalkeeper, Roberto Martinez, the manager. It really is a cool book. Let me remind you what it is. It's Masters of Modern Soccer, Grant Wall, the New York Times best-selling author. You remember he did the great book on David Beckham called The Beckham Experiment. All right, so how did you get the access and get people to speak that candidly to do that book? Because I always wonder, I don't think people understand the legwork and the building of relationships and trust that you have to go through in order to get these types of quotes and this insight and behind-the-scenes looks and takes.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it, you know. I've been doing this job for 22 years at Sports Illustrated, built relationships with athletes, with coaches, with clubs themselves, and really drew on all of that experience and those relationships to get the access with these interviews, because it is a lot to ask for multiple interviews over a two-year period. And, you know, I think part of it was I had a good relationship with Bayern Munich from over the years, and that helped me get in with Manuel Neuer and with Xabi Alonso. When they were at Bayern Munich, I've covered Pulisic over the years and developed relationships with his people and with Dortmund. With Chicharito, I started this out as a series in Sports Illustrated with a couple of the players, including Chicharito, and that got me in the front door for the first interview. And then once he saw the result of that Sports Illustrated interview, he was up for doing more interviews, but that's what it took to get the original interview. So there's always different ways to sort of build a relationship, and you know, the biggest one is just do good work and have them see it, and then you develop a trust.
Yeah, let's face it, the athlete also is obviously their quote-unquote brand. They want to be portrayed in good ways and have platforms. They want the platform as well, right?
Yeah, you know, what I found over the years is the top European soccer figures, whether it's players, managers, clubs, you know, most of them want to be bigger in the United States. They see it as an emerging market. If you make it in the U.S., you've kind of really made it, and it opens up endorsement opportunities, all sorts of things. And so I've tried to sort of use that over the years. And this book in particular, you know, it's not like I was going in asking them about their girlfriends or anything. This was about pure soccer and the stuff that these players and coaches are an expert on, you know. And I find it interesting in the media, in my job, you know, how rare it is to actually spend that much time talking to a player about what they're an expert in, the game itself. You know, we often talk to guys after a game about the game that's just happened, or I talk to them for a magazine article about, you know, their life story. But to actually talk to Christian Pulisic for an hour about topics about his first touch, like it's been 15 minutes talking about how did you develop your first touch as a kid? How do you try and use your first touch to create opportunities, attacking opportunities on the field? And, you know, those types of conversations were what this book is about. And the players want to have those conversations. A lot of them really enjoy talking about that stuff. And it made the book a real pleasure.
Grant Wall's joining us here. Masters of Modern Soccer is his new book. Here's a little bit I'm going to read from the chapter on the defender with Vincent Kompany. Here's some of the cool information that Grant has kind of picked off here. Listen to this. This is Grant's writing here. It says, it has not been an uncommon sight to see Kompany, talking about Vincent Kompany, at an NBA class the morning after playing in a Champions League match somewhere on the continent. Cancer claimed his mother in 2008, and he says he found it more important than ever to honor her wishes that he pursue his studies. There were other reasons, too. Here's Kompany being quoted, saying, it was a way for me to relax. Actually, in a weird way, he says, quote, I have always found it important to focus on other things because I'm a maniac already when it comes to my game. I live football. I breathe football. I watch football games. I needed something to click me out of it every now and then, and it was good for my development. It made me a more complete person. That is incredible stuff right there.
He is so special. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed spending time with Vincent Kompany, who is just, you know, a great captain, obviously, with Man City and with Belgium, but a real global citizen in a lot of ways, and just so smart about the game. You know, I mean, he really was willing to talk about some of the secrets, the tricks of the trade that he's picked up over the last couple decades as a defender. You know, he would begin sentences by saying, like, you know, one thing that a lot of pro defenders don't understand is, and then you knew he would say something really interesting, and he did, you know, and he did that time and again to the point where he made my job easy. All I'm doing is listening and recording what he's saying and writing it. But, you know, we spent a lot of time in the Man City video room right next to their locker room, you know, looking at video, and he would stand up there and basically instruct me and answer my questions. And it's just something that I'll always remember, those interviews with Vincent Kompany and with the other guys in this book, too.
All right, take me on the next trip. I want to go with you because I want to be in that room when he does that. That was just some interesting stuff. Masters of Modern Soccer. He's Grant Wall. How the World's Best Play the 21st Century Game. Grant, where can people get it before I let you go?
Anywhere you want to buy books. Amazon, obviously online, but really any place. It's in wide distribution. And, it's widely available.
Grant, thank you very much for your time, for coming on the show. Congratulations on the new book, and I look forward to really diving into it and reading it in its entirety.
Thanks so much, Glenn. Good talking to you.
All right, you too. That's Grant Wall. You'll see him on Fox coverage at the World Cup in Russia. We wrap it up here tonight, as we do. A quick word here for Bud Light. Dynamo are back in action. What better way to celebrate than with an ice-cold Bud Light? Let's honor our great state of Texas this month with a beer that's made by Texans for Texans. Now, Bud Light has been brewed deep in the heart of Texas for over 30 years, right here at the Houston Brewery. By the way, that's out on I-10 East. Put on your Dynamo Orange, grab some friends and some refreshing Bud Light. We'll get that right. And show me what your Texas is all about. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Proudly brewed in Texas, an official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And Bud Light will be heavily involved in World Cup coverage this summer here in Houston. That'll do it tonight for Victor Ariza, for Jose Partida. I'm Glenn Davis. Until next Wednesday, 7 o'clock Central, remember, soccer matters.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.